Well, it's cold and flu season here in Wisconsin. While everybody's doing their best to try and not come down with a bug, it'd be hard not to get irritated when our sick colleagues come into the office, spread their germs around, instead of staying home. At least that's what we tell ourselves, that we don't want to get sick. But do we really up our odds of coming down with something when that sick colleague comes into work? And what's driving our culture when we feel like we have to come in, even when we're under the weather? Daniel Engber writes about the issue in the New York Times. He's a science journalist and a contributing editor at both Popular Science and Slate. Daniel, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
So in winter, we are all trying to not get sick. So what do you see as the typical response when somebody comes into the workplace when they're clearly sick and showing those symptoms?
Well, I think the typical response is frustration, fear, and anger.
Yeah, but on the other hand, sometimes is there a worry that if we don't come in sick, people are going to be mad at us because we're slacking and not getting our work done?
Well, right. That's the tension. I mean, we feel like if we're the ones who are feeling a little under the weather, we feel like, oh, we can't just take it easy and stay home while our colleagues are working. We better get in there and do our part. And then, of course, if we're the other people in the office, we're frustrated because that sick person is putting us at risk, we think.
So how does that square with our notions of our own human decency? Are we empathizing with that sick person, or are we just looking out for number one, hoping we don't get the germ?
Well, that's the thing that was sort of bothered me when I started thinking about this. I've worked at an office for many years and noticed just the level of negativity and anger and frustration, and it just seemed like, where's the empathy? You know, this is a person who is sitting at their desk sniffling with a fever. Shouldn't we feel bad for them before we start feeling mad at them?
Yeah, the way we react sometimes is almost more like they've come down with zombieism, you know, that that we're in one of those movies that we've got to keep ourselves away from the zombie plague. But it's just a cold.
Well, I think part of what's so frustrating about it is it seems like the person is just, you know, trying so hard to make a good impression, trying so hard to, you know, get some extra credit for himself or herself by working, even though he's sick, that, you know, that person is sort of putting us at risk. So we have the sense, I think, that the sick person who's coming into work is somehow being selfish while acting like a martyr.
Well, what do we know about the science here? Does staying home or coming in really make that much of a difference for risk for the coworkers?
Well, look, I mean, if you really want to avoid getting the flu, you can lock yourself in your house and never talk to anyone. I mean, that will prevent you from getting the flu. So it is true that the more contact you have with people in the world, the more likely you are to get sick. But the question is, how much risk is really posed by, you know, your colleagues at the office versus any of the other ways in which you come into contact with people throughout the day, on the way to work, while shopping, and so forth. And that's where I think the evidence doesn't really suggest that offices are a particularly dangerous place. That's not to say there's no chance of getting sick in the office, but I just don't think that it's a particularly contagious location.
So some scientists have tried to crack this, and you write about a fairly well-known study, I guess, where a tracer germ, a tracer virus, does seem to get all over everybody.
Well, there's this microbiologist named Charles Gerba at the University of Arizona, and he loves doing these sort of gross-out studies where he'll check to see, you know, he'll take swabs from all sorts of surfaces in your home or in your workplace and say, oh, it's covered with germs. So he did one where he put a tracer virus on the front door handle of a small office building, and then 4 hours later, he checked to see how far that virus had dispersed through the office. And the results are really distressing, except that this is really just, you know, a model experiment. It doesn't actually tell you how many people got sick. I mean, no one got sick. It was just an inert virus. But how many people would get sick in the analogous real-world situation?
Right. Just being exposed to a virus doesn't mean we're going to come down with that illness necessarily.
Sure. Yeah. And there really is not a lot known about the relationship between, you know, the presence of germs on tabletops, for example, and the actual rate of transmission. What we know about influenza, for example, is that it's mostly transmitted by kids, or kids are a major vector, let's say. So, for example, when kids are home from school, transmission of influenza goes way down, and then new cases spike again when kids go back to school. Also, you get a high transmission of these sorts of diseases in places like hospitals, in nursing homes, in places where there's a lot of intimate contact between people, and bodily fluids are here and there.
See, I've referred to my children in many positive ways, but also as germ bait, especially in their earlier years. So is there a better case to be made for keeping kids from going into school versus keeping the grown-ups from going to work when sick?
I don't want to tell parents to keep their kids home from school. I think there are some things that we can do. We can wash our hands. We can instruct children in good hand-washing practice. That'll reduce the incidence of colds and influenza. But I think, again, my point in the piece I wrote for The Times was really about this sort of culture in the office where we get so angry at people who show up possibly sick.
Now, I will say during this conversation, the hand sanitizer has come out. Our board operator instinctively reached for it. Is that just sort of a ritualistic thing we do in the office when we fear contagion from our coworkers? Does it help with viruses even?
I think that hand sanitizers and hand washing are helpful. I mean, Professor Gerber himself told me that the average adult gets something like 2 colds per year, but if you're washing your hands regularly, you can cut it down to 1. Don't quote me on those stats. This is my recollection of the numbers. But yeah, it has an effect. Washing your hands or using hand sanitizer can give you a modest protective effect. But is it worth, given that that's the best we can do, is sort of keep our hands clean, is it worth the sort of social punishment we inflict on people to, be complaining behind someone's back, oh, I can't believe Bill came into the office, look at him, he's sneezing. I mean, that's the sort of thing that I encountered in the office on a regular basis during flu season. I don't know if everyone else has had that experience, but it certainly was the case for me.
We're talking to science journalist Daniel Engber about why people come into work when they're sick, why they stay home, and why we judge them one way or the other. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you judge or judge not that sick coworker who shows up? Do you worry about them getting you sick? Do you complain to them or behind their backs? Or have you been on the receiving end? You came in, maybe you shouldn't have, and people gripe to you. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We are in the middle of another cold and flu season, and we're talking about the great debate. Should you come into the office when you're sick? Should you judge your coworkers for skipping out because they're sick or for showing up, possibly putting you at risk? Call with your thoughts and experiences at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We have Daniel Engber with us. He wrote about this for the New York Times. He's a science journalist, contributing editor at Popular Science and Slate. And Daniel, before we go to our callers, you also write something along the lines of, what does it say about our work culture, our economic setup here, that we feel so much pressure to go to work when we're sick?
Yeah, I think that is the really pernicious thing about this. When someone comes into work sick, sometimes we're frustrated. That person's just trying to, get some extra credit, and by doing so is putting us all, the rest of us, at risk. What does that say? It says that the rest of us are so worried about our own time spent in the office. And I think both of these attitudes, the person who's coming in when he probably should be at home convalescing, and the rest of us being so judgmental, are symptomatic of, kind of a workaholic attitude. And the evidence there is very clear. Americans are working longer hours, crazier hours than people in other countries in the developed world. And I don't think that's a good thing necessarily. I think it's a problem, and it's a difficult problem to solve because if anyone tries to slow down and take it easy, that person will pay the price because everyone else is pushing so hard.
Well, let's go to our callers. We've got Jerry on the line and Nina. Jerry, hi.
Oh, hi.
What do you think about this?
Well, I think that it depends on whether someone's going to cover your work while you're gone. If you're on a type of job where somebody just covers your work while you're gone, you're more inclined to stay home. If your work is not covered while you're gone and you're building up a backlog, and sometimes it can build to a point where you can't get back on top of it, you're more apt to come in.
Jerry, thanks a lot for that call. It's an interesting point. If you take that sick day when you're on the borderline, you're just making life more difficult for you when you do come back, Daniel.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And, you know, there's all kinds of different issues that come into play here. I mean, some people might feel that, you know, their job would be in jeopardy if they started staying home every time they felt a little sick. And I think the burden there is really on the employer to create an environment where people are able to take time off when they need it.
Jerry, thanks for that call. We'll go to Becky in Wind Lake now. Becky, hi.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that at my job, we're able to rack up sick time, and it carries over from year to year. And I work in an office with just a few other people, and I know that they have come to work sick and directly gotten me sick, which then forces me to have to use sick time that I'm trying to save up and rack if I, you know, come ill myself and need 3 days off. So I do find myself, unfortunately, judging other people because they're getting me sick when I typically come to work otherwise healthy.
All right, Becky, but have you ever been on the borderline and decided, I'm going to come in sick, save that sick time for when I really need it?
To be honest, I have. Yes, I have. But if I'm sick enough where I'm sneezing, coughing, sinus infections, sweating with a fever, I'm staying home because I do not only want to take care of myself, I don't want to get other people ill.
Becky, thanks a lot for calling in and sharing your experience. And this, Daniel, I mean, what she's thinking, that's what you're seeing in probably a lot of offices around the country.
Yeah, I think that anger, I mean, it makes sense, of course. What she said is totally, it's reasonable. She doesn't want to have to use up her sick time unnecessarily. She doesn't want to be sick unnecessarily. No one wants that. But I think that the trick, as you point out, is, you know, what are the standards you apply to yourself? What are the standards you apply to others? Naturally, we think we're a lot better at judging our own level of health and how contagious we might be, and we tend to be pretty suspicious of other people, that other people are not making the same wise judgments we would make ourselves.
You know, one pressure we haven't really gotten into is, in some cases, people have no sick leave, no sick time, so if they don't go to work, they make zero money that day. How big a part of the problem is that, do you think?
I think that is a problem. There was a recent study of in Canada that found that workers are taking 20% fewer sick days now than they did in 2007. There are similar numbers in the U.S. New employees are getting fewer sick days from employers than they used to, although long-time employees are getting more sick days, so the numbers go both ways. But I think there are these genuine issues here about how much sick time people actually have, whether they could take the time off even if they were willing to.
Back to our callers now. We've got Jen on the line in Oak Creek. Jen, hi.
Hi. I know that this isn't possible for all jobs, but one thing my company does is allow you to work from home. So if you're sick that day, but you still have, you know, a tight deadline, or you're sick, but you're well enough to do work, we actually allow you to work from home, which I think is really nice. I actually did that today.
Jen, well, I hope you feel better. Thanks a lot for calling. Daniel, I could see mixed feelings about that. Okay, you have the opportunity to work, not go in, not expose other people. But I don't know, sometimes when you're sick, don't you want to just go home and be sick?
Yeah, that's a really good point. You know, if this working from home thing takes off, then maybe people lose their sick days altogether. They'll just be expected to work wherever they are. But generally speaking, it seems like, I mean, it's something I like. I mean, even if I, let's say I went into the office and I saw someone who was really, really sick and just coughing all over the place, and it made me so nervous that even, you know, washing my hands over and over again, I still felt like I was going to get sick. Well, maybe I could just go home, work from home for the rest of the day, just to calm my nerves.
Jen, thanks for that. And again, hope you feel better. John is with us now in Racine. John, hi.
Hi.
What do you think, John?
What do I think? There are places that no matter what you do, if you call in sick, you're penalized for it, even if you have a doctor's excuse. It's an occurrence you have. And if you get more than five in a year, you know, then they do disciplinary on you.
John, thanks for that call. And Daniel, we were talking about, and you mentioned hoping that employers can change workplace culture. That would be one thing that I think you would be worried about, this disincentive to take that sick day.
Yeah, there's been some research that's trying to show that, you know, when workers come in sick today, that'll just make their health worse overall and they'll be less productive down the line. If that research panned out, it would be really nice because it might go towards convincing employers that it's really in their best interest to let people go home and recover when they're sick. The problem is that research hasn't really panned out so far as I can tell. There isn't a ton of evidence that that people being, you know, what they call presentees actually leads them to be less productive down the line. So I guess that's something that labor economists and business experts are looking into. I'm not sure how it'll turn out.
Well, turning away from the employer side and getting back to the starting point, the peer culture here, how would you like us to think about our sick coworkers in the future and change the judginess we've been talking about?
I just think that, you know, we could all relax a little about this, about both coming into work while sick and just this general drive to be as productive as possible at all times. Again, that's the same thing that leads someone to come into work while sick. It's the same thing that leads the rest of us to be so frustrated, worrying that we're going to end up staying home. Maybe we could all just say, you know what, let's take it easy. When we're sick, we stay home. It's no big deal.
Now, own up, in your office life, were you ever one of the judges, looking down on someone showing up too sick?
If I could
put you on the spot.
I tried very hard not to be judgy. I sometimes would get a little agitated and pull out the bottle of Purell and start squirting myself with the hand sanitizer.
All right, Daniel, thanks so much for joining us. Very, very interesting conversation to have.
Okay, thank you very much.
We've been talking to Daniel Engber. He's a science journalist and a contributing editor at both Popular Science and Slate. We've been talking about a piece he wrote on workplace culture surrounding when we show up sick at work. You can let us know your thoughts. Let us know the state of affairs in your office. Tweet us. How about that? Tweet us at Central Time WPR.